Well, it might feel otherwise. The Bible tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against world forces of this darkness. I'm Dr. Fred, and you're listening to Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative, biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRubo.
Thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know. And we have been talking about aspects of the end times, last days. We've been dealing with aspects of how Satan is working in the world today. We've discussed a number of things that relate to the spiritual realm as well as the political and physical realm that we live in. And as long as we're dealing with that, I just want to talk for a few minutes about politics, if I could. You know, there are many people who are working very hard to make sure that Mr. Obama is a one-term president. I mean, who can blame them if you stop to think about it? Because what he is doing, at least in my opinion, as president, seems to be things that have not benefited the United States of America or its citizens. Now, I realize if you're listening to my voice, you're probably not just in the United States. You're all over the world. And I know that I have listeners in the United Kingdom, France, Australia, China, Nigeria, Canada, the United Arab Emirates, Namibia, Denmark, Ethiopia, South Africa, Trinidad and Tobago, Italy, Germany, Ghana, the Philippines, Tanzania, Malaysia, Singapore, New Zealand, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Rwanda, Kenya, India, Antigua and Barbuda, and Brazil, and many places throughout the United States. And I'm so glad that all of you tune in to listen to me, take the time from whatever you're doing to do that. But I realize that when I talk about problems in my country, the United States, that doesn't necessarily directly affect you. And I also realize that wherever you are in this world, you may be experiencing things that are far more difficult than I'm experiencing right now. But as a citizen of the United States, it's important for me to realize what my responsibilities are. And it is far more important to understand that certain things have been biblically foreordained to occur, whether I want them to or not. So getting back to politics, and this all ties in with the overall theme of what we're discussing, because if we're talking about satanic strategies and how Satan is working to bring his man, the Antichrist, to the fore, it all ties together, because obviously the Antichrist is going to pop up within the political realm. So the question is, will Mr. Obama be reelected? And by the way, I am not saying in any way, shape, or form that I believe that Mr. Obama is the Antichrist. I don't believe that. However, I believe that what he is doing is designed by the enemy of our souls to bring us closer to that point in time when the Antichrist will rise up and will make himself known. So will Mr. Obama be reelected? Well, I can't say for sure, but it certainly appears that this is going to be the case. Why would this happen if there are so many people who are so afraid of that possibility and working so hard against it? Well, Paul tells us in Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, the following. He says this, quote, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." So what that tells me is that under God's sovereignty, Satan controls a great deal that goes on in this world. Paul refers to Satan as, quote, "the god of this world," unquote, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Now, as such, he has a great deal of freedom that God has allowed him to have to bring about the things he wants to occur in this world in his ongoing struggle against God. People simply become pawns in his war against God. God allows Satan to do what he's doing, And what he seems to be presently attempting to accomplish is to bring this world toward a one-world government. And we know that according to Daniel 7, 23 and 24, that one-world government is going to happen. Ultimately, Satan wants to consolidate all of his power to bring about another situation that existed with the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, where everyone was of one mind. That's the goal. And we see this happening throughout the world now. And according to a number of bloggers and writers, America is going to go through some very treacherous waters this summer and as we move toward the November election. Is this true? I don't know. I wish I did know. All I can do is read what they're saying and try to apply my own level of discernment to it. Doug Hagman, who writes for the Canada Free Press, refers to information that he says he has received from someone who works at the United States Department of Homeland Security. And this is what he says, quote, "There is talk among the highest levels of the uppermost echelon of the Department of Homeland Security, which he describes as effectively under the control of Mr. Obama. And during the call, he said that the DHS is actively preparing for massive social unrest inside the United States. He then corrected himself, stating that a civil war is the more appropriate term to use. Certain elements of the government are not only expecting and preparing for it, they are actually facilitating it," unquote. Now, Doug is Canadian. He writes for the Canada Free Press. We don't hear about any of this stuff. And when I say we, I say I'm talking about we Americans. We don't hear about any of this stuff in the press that's in the United States. We have to go outside to outside sources. And this is simply one. So according to Doug Hagman, who has a source inside the Department of Homeland Security, it looks like they are doing their level best to create a situation that will turn into civil war within this country this summer and as we approach the November elections. Now, additionally, Doug Hagman notes, quote, "Obama is using some high-profile people as pawns to foment the revolution. I heard several times through very credible sources that Louis Farrakhan is on the CIA payroll. Others have been named as well, but I'm not prepared to identify them yet. Farrakhan is to coordinate the blacks and the Muslims to prepare for riots this summer using any means necessary," unquote. Now, I would encourage all of you who hear my voice to read the entire article I've quoted. And you can read that article by going to www.canadafreepress.com and looking for this article. Now, if true, we are in for a rough ride. And again, I say we, I'm talking about the United States. In 2009, Mr. Obama made this statement, quote, "If I don't have this done in 3 years, then there's going to be a one-term proposition," unquote. Yet something obviously happened, whether his own narcissism kicked in or he was made an offer he couldn't refuse that has made him want to continue as president for a second term. But the truth is that the powers that be, and when I say powers that be, I am talking about the spiritual powers behind the human beings, behind the puppets. Those powers have a large role to play in bringing in a one-world government, so it is pointless to believe that the United States is not going to be affected by it. In fact, it is clear, as I mentioned before, from Daniel 7, verses 23 and 24, that the entire world is in view there when it talks about the fourth kingdom that will swallow the entire world. That is not a local event. It's not talking about the known world. It is worldwide in scope. Christians especially can and should take the time to prepare for it. Now, I realize that not all of you Christians are going to be able to do this, but what should we do? Well, there's something we can do. First, we should take time to prepare for what could wind up being shortages in this country. It's probably good to have a 30-day supply of food and water on hand. That just makes common sense anyway. There are plenty of places where military-style MRE meals or freeze-dried foods can be purchased, and those will last quite a while. In other words, we need to do what we can to be prepared for the possible rough times ahead. I would also suggest that you get a 30-day supply of water. 1 gallon per adult per day. Second, and this should actually be the first, we should always be prepared to provide people with a reason for the hope we have in Christ. We need to be constantly in evangelism mode because there are people that the Lord will save in the coming months and years for however long we are on this earth. And as Christians, we should always be ready to introduce a lost person to Jesus who offers the only salvation available. I have my doubts for some time about this coming November. I seriously doubt that if the November elections occur that anyone will actually beat Mr. Obama. I also have my concerns that the election will not be held at all. It makes sense that Satan needs the world to once again become one, as he was able to create in Genesis 11 with the Tower of Babel. Once he got all the people to think as one, even God said there would be nothing that they, the people, would not be able to accomplish. God's answer to that problem was to create a multitude of languages and cultures, whereas prior to that, everyone spoke one language. I believe Satan is recreating today what he accomplished in Genesis 11, and it was only cut short by God's direct intervention because the timing wasn't there. He well understands, Satan understands, that in order for him to accomplish his goals, which ultimately include overthrowing God, he must have a humanity that is sold out to him and his purposes. Those who are not will be executed. And there are people, Christians, in various parts of the world right now who are undergoing severe persecution, even to death. Now, I believe for this country, the United States, powerful spiritual forces control what is going on. Just as we learn in Daniel 10, the prince of Persia fought against the angel that God sent to Daniel. Today, these same demonic entities, and they are the same ones, control vast physical realms, and they do it from the spiritual domain. So when we see people like Mr. Obama and others doing their very best to circumvent the laws of America in order to overthrow this country, we need to look beyond him to understand that those people are merely puppets being used by a fearsome spiritual taskmaster. And this taskmaster, like the Prince of Persia, is given the task of converting America into one of the players in bringing forth the coming New World Order. There are many people throughout this nation who will choose to believe that any attack on Mr. Obama is a racial attack. We've already seen plenty of evidence of this, and we're seeing it now with respect to the United States Congress versus Attorney General Eric Holder as well, and the Fast and Furious debacle. Now, if something were to happen that would put the lives of the first family in danger, and I am not wishing for that, you can bet that a race would play a part in that, and too many people would be willing to adopt the attitude that it's payback against anyone perceived to be racist against Mr. Obama. This played out and will undoubtedly continue to play out with respect to situations like the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. Mr. Obama did nothing to calm the situation down, but wound up creating more angst due to the comment that if he had a son, he'd be like Trayvon. That had nothing to do with anything. It was designed to foment the situation, and it did. Now, it's clear to me that very dark days are upon us, and there is no going back. Satan understands his time is very short and must act fast and furiously to accomplish the final stages of his goals in order to turn this world from God and have any hope at all of overthrowing him. But you know what? These are dark days, but God is still on his throne, and he will never leave or forsake you. Please trust him to get you through the coming dark days. We'll have more on this next time. I'm Dr. Fred. I thank you so much for listening to me. And until we meet again, may the Lord open your eyes to show you just exactly how blessed you truly are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.